It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 728.
Happy Georgie boys, happy hump day replay.
I mean,
how are we, Gronk?
I've been slightly overshadowed now though, haven't I?
Oh, what's wrong?
No, mate.
Here we go.
No.
Well, I do one video a week and Tommy's doing five.
So. Mate.
That's fine.
Come on.
That's fine.
I've gone I've gone full Don Burke without the creepiness on today's video. Comes out later, but no, really? Enough about that. We don't even need to go there.
Well, I feel like I'm feeling it too. You know, George, I think that whenever we get sort of any attention, any spotlight that potentially sort of being transferred to someone else is, you know, if you feel like you're drowning, you grab onto your mate's head, and that's what I feel like. At the moment, George, I understand. And so not to take away from your hump day replay. Oh,
please. No. Take away from it.
Oh, no, God. I just thought, well, you could call it an announcement. I've been collabing with some other podcasters. And so what I thought maybe... I should be bringing segments. Maybe I should be doing a little bit more video. Maybe I should be working harder. TJ's working really hard sort of in the evenings, getting the episode, his daily video up. And so...
Yeah, overrated, mate. I'm fucking tired as shit.
Well, in a panic, I reached out to a fellow podcaster and I said, hey, can we try a segment that I pre-record and then we'll play out? And so... Georgie boy, with your permission, obviously, are you okay for me to play the segment out before your hump day replay?
I would love that. That'd be great.
I like it because the pre to the Georgie boy hump day replay, it's like, you know, the crescendo is the hump day replay. And this is just that sort of tick.
All right, here we go. So this is, I mean, this is like a pilot. We'll see how it goes. And you can tell me, all right? Here we go. This is... pilot one of a new segment that I'm starting. It's time for Salt Boy's Top 5. Now, first of all, Salt Boy, is it true that you don't like mayonnaise?
Yes.
Why?
Probably the true thing that's true. The flavor and what they put in it.
Is it true that you criticize mayonnaise of their lack of seasoning?
Yes, very well so.
Okay, that's good. Now, it's time for your Top 5. What have you got for us today, Salt Boy?
My top five pens.
Oh, yeah. What's your top five pens?
I have to find them first.
Yeah, great.
Where's my other pen? I had my other pen somewhere. I only have three of them. Okay, so my fifth one is my bottom line one is probably a Sharpie. Then my third one's probably a Pilot V2, which is another thin one like that. But then my next one will probably be a Pilot G2, which is just like a regular one for doing like your working. And then I have whatever this one is called. I use it for school projects too. That's my number two. And my number one's a Uniball Jetstream, which I can't find anywhere.
What's the, can you give us more info on the second one?
It's a Liquimark. It's a marker. Like a Sharpie, just thinner.
Great. In real life, your name's Alex and you have a podcast. What is it called?
It's called the Not So Average Talk Show. You can find it on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify, and mostly everywhere. Hi, my name is Alex, aka Salt Boy, and this is my top five.
Well done, Salt Boy.
Sorry to take away.
Well done, Salt Boy.
That was great.
He's done it.
Well done.
He loves seasoning on everything. That was his biggest criticism of mayonnaise. So what do we think? Could I do sort of a weekly... I know a Wednesday is probably not the ideal time for the top five of Salt Boy.
Yeah. Choose your launch.
Is it going to be Salt Boy the whole time?
Well,
no,
I mean...
I had an idea, Josh. It just came to me. We were speaking recently. This is kind of going inside on the Discovery Sessions last week. That we wanted to showcase a Gronk. Showcase somebody who we love and who listens. Alex has been an avid listener for months and months and months. I love it to be able to jump on and speak with somebody who's doing something and mm-hmm. get, you know, the top five or the quick, you know, what was yeah. your quick five? Your
of
questions?
Course, fast five. Five. I pre-recorded fast 10 five? With Salt Boy though.
Okay.
Hang on. You've done 10 look. Fast fives to Salt Boy.
No. Top five.
Top five. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's a lot of weight.
Really? I think we
so
spread
one, so
the
that
love.
Was one. Pens was one.
Yes. Yeah.
Pens to top
oh my
five.
God. Oh, right.
This is going to go on for 10 weeks.
What does that
we
mean?
We've got to spread the love. Nothing about
what
Alex.
What if you do it every
this
Wednesday?
Is about
okay. I get that. So you want other talent. Like, so you want to see a lot of different faces.
I want lots of faces. I mean, it would be like George recapping the same week 10 times. You know, it would get sort of... Mm-hmm.
Can we at least do the next week's one? Can we do the next... Because cereals.
Yeah.
Salt Boy's favourite cereals.
I'm curious about that. So, okay. Yeah. I mean, this is great. I love it.
Okay. Anyway, I just thought it would be... that's my sort of contribution to the show. But I'm open for other segments. We can definitely talk to other Gronks and that type of thing.
Yeah.
I nearly read out a comment in the chat, which we don't want to do that.
That's just as bad.
Which we're not reading.
Yeah. Mentioning it's just as bad.
It is.
Georgie boy, should we get into your hump day replay? Or before we do, how are you feeling out of 100?
Not too bad. I'm probably like a 75, I reckon.
Okay.
Well, 80. What were you 80, Monday? Maybe? Because Monday, I saw you having bacon and eggs on the couch watching the show, yeah. which I thought you deserve that after your week's effort last week.
Oh, thanks. Monday was great.
So you've been higher than a 75. I'm just trying to sort of draw the connection between the diminishing percentage is based on you having to do shit for the podcast.
What about the basketball? Was the basket? You look like you're very good at basketball based on TJ's video.
How good is that? We're not. Well, I'm not.
We're not.
That's great.
I'm not either. Mate, it's all
great editing.
It's all in the edit, baby. All in the edit.
You guys look like professional basketballers.
I know.
I mean, George had the jacket for it, and I had, you know, had my swagger going. It looked good. It fit. Everything was right except for our skills. We're no good, to be honest.
It looked good. I mean, the little bit of bouncing of the ball and stuff, the dribbling, that looked good, George.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, there was a few where I completely stumbled, which thankfully he cut out. But I'm bloody impressed, TJ. Like, that was a solid edit. I was like, geez, how are you going to keep up with this?
It's a good point.
Too. Today is nothing like yesterday, but tomorrow.
Can I tease how you describe, can I say what you told me, what it's about? You said, it's not really that big of a deal. I said, what is it? No, tell me. He said, it's me going around my neighborhood looking at different flowers. Is it true? Is that what it is?
It is. Yeah, it is.
That's nice.
I just had a moment, and it kind of talks about exactly that it is the purpose of this project is this video encapsulates that, right?
It's long, like, dissolves between flowers as well.
No. Shot an iPhone 11 though. Pretty impressed, guys. Pretty impressed in the rain on an iPhone 11. Can't speak higher of an iPhone 11.
Oh man, was this morning? Yeah.
This was this morning when I was
the rain this morning. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, my feet are wet. So annoying.
What from?
Because my shoes are pretty old and I walked into the office and now I got wet socks.
George, how many pairs of shoes do you have? Because I've noticed you sort of rock the same pair of shoes. I don't think I've ever seen you wear a different pair of shoes.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
You got one pair?
Yesterday, I was like, I've had one pair of shoes for like 2 years, I reckon.
It's not good for your back.
And I've worn them every day. I need new ones.
Can we give George a new pair of shoes? I mean, can he take the company card and go buy himself a fresh new pair of kicks?
Where from?
Yeah, thanks.
I don't know. Thanks. Shoppo or like.
What would you go, George? Would you go ASICS or would you? What sort of style?
Well, that's the thing. I just want to get the normal classic Nike Freeze, but they always bring out these shitty new ones with like. I just don't get it,
George.
Just keep the classic.
I hope you heard it here. I mean, Adidas have absolutely annihilated Nike. I don't even know if I should tell Nike.
Adidas,
I should tell Nike that they've fucked it. I love the free runs and the old school style, low, like low, small sole, like
the Netty sort of ones.
Yeah, they don't do that that kind anymore. They're all whack. Get some Adidas
Boosts.
That's
the ones I want.
They are ridiculously expensive, but get your Adidas are killing the game over there. My foot's too wide. Josh, your foot's too wide.
Dunlop Volleys, I could imagine that's what George would wear.
I've been thinking about it, actually, to be honest. I used to have them years and years ago. Now they're kind of back in. But
yeah, are they back in now?
Yeah, I keep getting served ads for them.
Okay.
So I like that Dunlop Volley. Maybe I should get served.
Okay, well, let's whilst we work out the nuances of your
shoes,
anything that you want to say. Have you got your Prosecco?
Have you got your drink?
I mean, I actually don't. Oh no, I've got coffee. It's midday.
Prosecco. Yeah, no, I get it.
I was actually the.
I'll go and get some.
I was pumped to see you drink at midday. That was the bit that I was really looking forward to. Yeah.
Maybe I got
a bottle
one in the
of bubbly.
Hang on.
Check.
I'm actually getting quickly.
You got a 4-pack, didn't you?
I got a 3-pack, but I think I might have had the other two already.
Which was this is good. No, it was midday. It was just last week when he was really stressed. This week he's feeling less stressed, so he's not drinking during the day. Jesus.
Did you ever have Docs, like the Converse shoes?
Nah. Hated those. Yeah. Thought they were the wackest thing on earth. I still think they're pretty whack.
George.
People wear them. If you wear them,
nah.
Sure.
The ankles, I would always get like a lot of rubbing on the ankles.
Oh. Mate, we used to. It was like the great hack was Nike did a version of a runner that were all leather, and the rule was all leather at high school.
Yeah.
And so these idiots put this leather rule in, and all these kids are sneaking around looking sick. So you could look kind of cool, and you could still go to school in your Nikes. It was great.
We did that with
so the Docs went out the window.
The skateboard brand, like the skate shoe, they did like a leather one. But there was also the thing around how I remember the specific smell of the Globe. Like I guess because it was using like what's the like suede almost sort of like material, it was like a navy color. But you would do something if you're really cool. You wouldn't do your shoelaces up. You had to work out how to do it so that you would, it wouldn't be hanging everywhere.
How funny is the shit you thought was cool as a kid? So it's like no shoelaces or the minimal tied shoelace, bag down really low, pants down low. It was almost just like do half of what is required from this item and it's cooler. Just don't. It's so bizarre.
I mean, so backwards caps is a fun one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, like, I love wearing it. Like, I used to think if I wore a... Like, I had a big sort of obsession with America when I was a kid. Like, always wanted to live in America. And so I feel like I tried very hard to, like, dress. Like, I'd wear a baggy T-shirt, backwards cap, the trucker cap. I wore that as well.
Yeah, snapbacks. You were into snapbacks when I met you, but I'm glad you've retired them. I mean, it is one of the snapbacks as you get older have no reason to be on your head. You know, like it's just, it's a clear example of you're trying to escape the fact that you're getting old, bro. And I mean, I'm even feeling it with wearing my hats at the moment. I'm just like, because I'm sort of hypercritical watching myself back a lot, I'm just like, mate, you're going grey. Take that fucking backwards cap off, you idiot. That's the shit that's going on in my head.
No, I think beanies. You wore the beanie in your video yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, the crutch though is to, once I start, I end up just being so lazy. I just always, like I wore a beanie for a year, I reckon.
Who cares? Why does it matter?
Well, because I actually like hair, like I like my hair out, but then I'm too annoyed. I can't be fucked manscaping and doing that shit. And so, I don't know.
Is manscaping just one of those sort of haircut?
No, but it's even like needing to wash your hair, needing to gel it, doing all that. I don't gel my hair. I'm not 12, but, doing
just hair routine. Does it get itchy under the beanie?
Nah.
Mine does.
Only if it gets hot. But you got bamboo on your head.
Okay, yeah. I want to find out. Let's play the hump day replay, and then after it, I want to know what Georgie Boy does for manscaping. Here it is, Georgie Boy's. What week are we? What week number is this, Georgie Boy?
Hang on, you get so it. George does his intro. Intros his own videos. Yeah.
Well, this is week 6, episode 6, and I think last week there was quite a lot of stuff going on. We did the 24-hour show. You know, there was a bunch of guests. So there was heaps of great stuff, and I got some really good feedback. So thank you to everyone for that. And this week, not as much stuff, but I think you'll hardly notice. I think it's pretty packed. So
Prosecco,
have you got? Prosecco? No, I don't.
Today I'll be drinking.
Water and coffee, and Prosecco after.
It's Georgie Boy's Hump Day Replay. This week, it was all about me. Georgie Boy here. The boys had some time off while I got to steer the ship. On Monday, they were back, and the camaraderie stronger than ever.
You're confusing the podcasters. Now I'm pissed off.
You're the one who read the chat when you asked how long has my cup been there for.
You did, didn't you? Yeah, I did.
Oh, God, I've missed this.
JJ pitched a new segment to get Gronks more involved in the show.
10 seconds of admin. Have you sent us an email before? Would love it if you did. What's on your mind? Just email us, gronks@thedailytalkshow.com. That was my Sunday. I sort of went through and just made sure you got a smile. 10 seconds of admin. Have you got Facebook? Well, why don't you go and give the daily...
But the big news of the week, TJ's announcement.
Put it in the calendar. I've decided to create a video every single day. This week's theme is action. And so it's about actioning the to-do list that I've had. Good announcement. Oh. I know why you do the announcements, because there's like...
It was all about me. Georgie Boy here. And you don't have a lot of content to work with, do you? Remember the text that Josh sent out last week?
A lot of you have said that two shows is hard to keep up with. So we're moving back to one a day with a new stream time of midday.
They only got back on Monday, so there's only two new shows this week. I don't know what you're going to do. What are you going to do? What's the little sketch idea you've got? You know how you add in a sketch bit? That's true. I mean, usually, I don't know, maybe you could be talking to your inner monologue or something and it's appearing in the edit. I don't know. That's quite a good idea. But good luck. Good luck with your little video this week.
No, thanks, man.
And to add to it, the episodes are streamed at midday now.
I know.
So, you know, usually you have till 4 on the Wednesday to get it done. But now you've got 4 less hours. Jeez, good luck. Josh called 000 mid-show.
I can't hear anything, mate. Are you...
Okay, good. Good. Yeah, this is going really well. I can't do two things at once, but I just wanted to know the... Thank you.
And Sev's got all romantic.
I put an order in because I wanted to get Grace some flowers.
Hi, I'd just like to place an order. Yeah, it's for my girlfriend.
It didn't come Thursday night. And I was like, okay, great. Well, at least it's guaranteed on Friday.
So if I was to order on Thursday, the flowers would arrive same day, Thursday?
So anyway, it was Friday night, like 8 o'clock. They weren't going to come.
And at the very latest, they will arrive the next day, which is Friday, the day after Thursday. Perfect, perfect.
And as soon as it hit 9 o'clock, because that's their delivery cutoff time.
And you offer a full refund if that doesn't happen?
I sent the email and I charged back on PayPal.
Okay, I'd like to go ahead with the order.
Flowersales.com.au, don't buy from them.
Actually, sorry, cancel that.
Thank you so much to the guests we had on this week. We had Scooter Derek on Monday.
The romance is in the adventure and the stress and the telling of the story and all that. So good on you. The flowers work. You is reckon it? It's a disaster. It wasn't.
And it's always great to chat with the girls from Shameless. Michelle Andrews.
I do think there's a problem with conversations around mental illness only happening when someone's reached a resolution. And I think in reality, you're going to have hurdles and need to find resolutions again and again and again. So it's helpful to talk about it when you're like, this this is a dip and I'm not doing great, but I'm going to do something about it.
And Zara McDonald.
We try so hard now that we've realised that it's work to bring the fun into it and make sure that there are really fun aspects so that we continue to feel that sense that we felt at the very start, because it's always going to end up feeling like work. It's never always just going to be a hobby. But to have those elements of fun has been really important for us to put it in there.
That's it from me. I've been Dodgy George. Good night, Australia. Love you.
So good, George.
From two shows.
It's
from Monday and Tuesday.
It's a weird one.
No, it's so good.
I love your comedic timing in the edit. So good.
I appreciate it, Tommy. Thank God Tommy's doing so many videos, because now at least, you know, I've got something to put in there.
Wait, so are you going to use the TJ's videos in the Hump Day replay?
Well, maybe it should be like a segment of the Hump Day replay, like a
that's a good idea.
All of TJ's videos.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Will you, TJ, the question is, will you give
just repurposing
George the Premiere Pro file, or does he have to start from the
scratch?
Maybe. Don't know. Yeah. No, I'll put
it. This is when we find out that you've been outsourcing the edit.
No, you find out I've been using Final Cut for years.
So, Georgie boy, manscaping. I'm curious. Are you much of a manscaper?
I need a haircut so badly. So that's on the list.
It seems like it's really.
How often do you shave?
Probably like once a week, I reckon.
Are you kidding?
Are you a razor boy? Are you a razor boy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, razor. I don't know, mate.
In the shower, George?
There's not much going on up
here. In front of the mirror?
Yeah, in the shower, in the mirror. Just depends what I'm feeling. In the shower, usually.
Do you get in trouble for hair? Like, how do you get rid of the hair and make sure that you're not clogging up the sink?
I think you're you're overestimating how much hair I've got.
Well, that's right. How long is that? That mows how old? This is
probably 4 years, I reckon.
Do you trim? I want to know, would that be a curtain across your lips? Would that be a curtain down across your mouth if you hadn't stopped? I mean, I'm assuming you trim it.
Just on the outside. It's not.
Could you twist it?
You know.
Has it gotten to a point where you can actually twist the end?
I can twist it a bit at the end, but if it's fully crazy for me is not.
Are you taking the piss about the 4 years, or is that really 4 years?
I'm not joking. I haven't shaved it.
Really?
Since 2016.
Would there be anything, I'm sort of running short on ideas for a video on the day. Because I did think about the kinds of stuff that we could be doing, more fun shit. I was inspired by Logan Paul's vlogs, and I was thinking
do pranks.
Josh giving no, he doesn't even do prank. No,
give you a Lamborghini. Just funny shit. That.
I mean, his content's got much, much better. But I was thinking Josh, how funny it would be if you had to give me a haircut and But I was George.
Can I play the character of a hairdresser? I could really lean into it, but just be the pervy hairdresser that puts my crotch up against your back as I'm doing it. just relax, relax.
But George, would you let me shave your moustache one day?
Oh, I've had this conversation with Hannah before, and she's a hard no.
A hard no.
She wants it.
No, yeah, she reckons I look so bad without it.
it's so bizarre.
But you started dating when you didn't have a mo?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. And that, I don't think I look that bad without it, but
surely it'd come back in a year.
I've been thinking about it. I've been thinking in a year. You know what? I wouldn't mind, but she would be. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you want it gone, and the only reason you've got it is because of Hannah.
Nah, not really. I don't know. It's kind of becoming my thing now. So I'm just, got to play.
Do you think? I mean, TJ, what are some of the interventions that sort of Amy brings forth? For instance, for me, Bree got some cupcakes for her birthday, and she was on a Zoom call this morning, And I decided to have a cupcake while she was on the Zoom call, which I thought was clever because she obviously couldn't. So she was in the meeting, so she couldn't sort of say, "Hey, wait, no, don't have it. Like it's 10 a.m. Don't have a cupcake." But she did say to me, "Hey, like I think I'm catching up with Pete later," yeah. And she said, "I think you should take some cupcakes for Pete because we don't need them in the house."
Yeah.
Are there certain things, TJ, that you think that you would do if Amy wasn't there to sort of, you know, keep you accountable?
Oh, to hold. Yeah, to
not hold you back me. Because I don't need the cupcake. No,
it's
right
definitely
thing.
Accountable. I mean, it's the thing about all the things I don't do around the house. What would happen? I think here's one. We even had this over the weekend. I was like, we're just talking about purchases and who spends more money. It was one of those great arguments, and especially if
did you get
it.
The credit card statement out? Does it get that full on?
No. But like, my comeback around the money is like, mate, I fucking spend absolutely nothing. I buy coffees. That's my biggest expense. I go buy food every now and then, whereas Amy likes to buy, you know, clothes and whatever, and things for the house. And so I'm like, we didn't need these, you know, baskets that hold our, you know, towels. We didn't need all this shit. The reality is, this house would be the most unstylish piece of shit because I don't put that shit forward, right? And so I would be living in a very, very daggy house. I just wouldn't have stuff.
It would just be minimal,
I don't buy
right?
that kind of stuff. I mean, it would look like I'd just moved out of home and I've asked my parents for a few bits and pieces mismatched.
Yeah.
And so the thing I have to thank Amy for is that our house looks the way it does, or it's, you know, it's
what's some examples of nice some things? Because I feel like the terminology or the phrase things for the house, it feels like by design it's unnecessary. It's like it's for the house. It's like you don't even own the house. Yeah. I'm worried about buying anything things for the apartment. Like the idea of spending more than a grand on a couch seems dumb when you rent.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. I haven't bought a couch in years, and so but this is all the stuff I like. If I had the money, I'd do like an open for inspection of a house where you're buying the furniture too. And I was like, I like
really?
This shit. Like, I reckon if it was good, like, I think I have an eye for what I think looks good, but I don't have the attention
you don't
span
want to go,
to go
on Pinterest.
And be looking around doing what Amy does. Exactly. Building out a board, you know, all that shit. And so I could get around buying a house that's full of furniture, not like an old one, but like a modern style where I'd be like, this is sick. I'd just move in. So
it's funny you say
I've
that
to think.
Because the like on YouTube, I watch those like architecture videos and they'll do, this is like a $20 million home. And then they say, they talk about some of the accessories, the things for the home on the video. And they're like, and it can come with the property. But I always feel like if you're getting something that's part of the property, surely you're paying full price for it, if not more.
Yeah, I reckon there's a little... Yeah, there's definitely more, but there's... I don't think it'll be full priced. I think rich people do it. This is, I think, why it's a reality, is that you can buy an expensive house and the rich person's like, mate, I'll just buy new shit for the new one. And so, I don't know, it's... Yeah, it is weird. But yeah, I'd definitely buy a furnished house.
So you wouldn't have it. So if Amy wasn't there, that would be one thing. Anything that you would start doing that she sort of picks you up on?
Oh, the hair around, like I'm more conscious of that shit. Cleaning, it's nice. Having someone who can just, you know, their presence. I was going to say scare, but it's not scaring me into doing it. It's more just the presence there is a reminder. The relationship is a reminder I need to lift my fucking game in certain areas of my life.
Sure.
Yeah. What about you?
What about you?
I mean, outside of the admin,
me.
Because we know you, admin guy.
Well, no, it's the food stuff. It's the cupcakes this morning.
It is nice. It is nice. Like I think I'm that for Amy.
There's definitely been moments where I've had a cupcake in my hand. And Bree's like, look me in the eyes, softly grabbed my hand and just said, you don't need that. Which I appreciate. I don't need it. I mean, Georgie boy, what are some things that you think, like there's the, you're keeping the mustache for Hannah. What's some other things that you think that you would do if she wasn't around, or what does she, you know, keep you accountable for?
I don't know. It's probably just wasting time just sitting there on my phone. If she wasn't there, I'd probably do way more of that. I do too much of it anyway.
Mm. Does she pick up on it? What's the conversation? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's just put your phone away, just like, you know, hang out with me, be, you know, which is nice. And otherwise you just get distracted just sitting there for ages and stupid. So that would be one. So I'm glad she keeps me in check for that.
I've got another, sorry, that I don't it's probably less so now, but it's transitioning as a young male that's single into one that is in a relationship. I think relationships definitely for me in my life have increased my awareness of hygiene, you know, like am I like smelling, or you know, the manscaping, all that shit. Like, I think there's a version of it when you are getting into a new relationship. You're a cleaner individual. You smell better. Mm. Like, there's, don't you reckon? For it, maybe it goes after a while because my BO is quite bad and sometimes Amy has to remind me to put deodorant on. But definitely, it's a version of I'm more hygienic as someone in a relationship. But you just become a slob. Think about all the dudes just at home, just, you know.
I feel like I get annoyed if I don't feel clean. Like I even just tried like this morning wearing this top. This is one of these tops where it's like it could be a jumper, it could be a top. Would you wear a t-shirt it's under a this traditionally?
I would.
I wore it. I wore it on its own and had like deodorant, but I just didn't feel. I was like, oh, no, I need something.
Yeah. I definitely wear those without a t-shirt as well at times, but I definitely feel like I'm like, ah, this needs something a bit. It's almost like that nice underlayer. It's Derek's rule. Wear... Always wear a black t-shirt underneath.
Well, do you remember? Yeah, do you remember as a kid singlets? You used to wear a singlet.
Oh my God, yeah. Reese Mitchell and I went walking last week, and we were talking about our old fashion, and one of them was singlets over t-shirts, and then the other was long sleeve shirt. T-shirts with a short sleeve over the top.
Yeah. It's a look.
Reece still does it. He's like, really? It's still in, babe.
Yeah. Do you remember the brand Barracuda?
Barracuda, yeah.
I just remember I had a long sleeve skivvy that was Barracuda brand. I don't know what
hot
that
piping.
Was.
Piping hot?
Piping hot.
Piping hot?
Piping hot, yeah.
Piping hot. Hot piping. Criss-cross pants. Slippery parachute pants. Mm. All of that shit. The good old days.
Yeah. How you feel? I feel bad with the t-shirts. I can't believe you got rid of 3D Dill's red t-shirt. I mean, controversial.
Man, I think minimalism hasn't taken off. I mean, it has taken off, but more so in culture because of the guilt that people feel around this shit. Mm-hmm. You get given a t-shirt, and to be honest, I didn't want it before I got it. I didn't know I needed it. Let alone wanted it. And then I'm like, fuck, it's hanging in my cupboard for quite some time.
So it'd be fair to say your love language isn't gift giving, like receiving gifts.
Definitely not receiving gifts. No. But if someone else's love language is giving gifts, does it mean that you need to accumulate stuff in your house? Do you think you need to then be on the other side? Because what if you have a best mate whose love language is giving? And then you've got someone who's like Diavella, a minimalist. Like we felt guilty about giving him a bloody jumper.
It's because he's the Daily Talk Show guy, hoodie. Isn't he?
He is. It's a, you know, a staple of his brand. But I was, but we even like, and then you tiptoe because you're like, you don't want it to feel awkward because if he had thrown it out, you know, it's like, fuck, you don't want to make someone feel bad about what they've done. And so I get that. I felt that with the t-shirt from Dill and the t-shirt from Reese that he gave me. I mean, that is one of my oldest items that I have in my possession. But yeah, there is a version of guilt around getting rid of stuff that people have given you. So I don't know how, I mean, maybe you just do it.
I respect
you
it.
You just don't make a video. Make a video about it. Just don't make a video.
Like, you get so much stuff. You get like build up of sentimental items that... They're not really, like, you tell yourself they're sentimental, but, I mean, it's pretty easy to get rid of them. You wouldn't even notice if they were gone, so. I like it. Yeah. I like that you got rid of it, TJ.
Well, I feel like I did the big cull when Bree and I went away because we put everything into like a small, like a 2 meter by 2 meter storage unit. And that included like our mattress and shit like that. And so I feel like traveling for a long period of time is a good way of, and not having a house. I mean, having a house versus an apartment, you've probably accumulated a bunch and you don't even realize it, Tej.
Yeah, definitely. But we've done a few culls since being here, but you can't escape. Like if you're in a 4-bedroom house or a 3-bedroom house and you wanted to go to a 1-bedroom apartment, I mean, you're going to have more stuff because you're spreading it out. That was why, you know, in that video I made on Monday, it's not a coat hanger problem. It was just a too many t-shirt problem.
Yeah.
Because that, you know, coat hanger solves the problem. It's the easier version to come up with. I think the easier solution.
Sevs, have you, I mean, being long distance, has there been anything that Grace has picked up on that you do, or any changes that you're making? Obviously, you got your undies, you got your new bed, you're getting blinds. Yeah. But anything outside of that?
Well, yeah, well, so I didn't know that this was weird, but I when I can't be bothered, I brush my teeth in the shower.
That's fine.
That's
I
not
think.
Weird.
What's wrong with that?
It's not. Is it?
No.
Well, so this is what I thought.
Wait till you hit it with the I sit down in the shower too.
Yeah.
Right. I'm brushing my teeth sitting down.
I got to see. Jesus. Well, no, but I bring my electric toothbrush into the shower. And so I do that. But the worst, I mean, I guess the reason why I do it is I have this habit of brushing my teeth with my mouth open. And so it just dribbles down like
my goodness.
Here. And so
what does that look like?
It's just like, you do the front. You're just
can
like
I
that,
just guess something? Can I guess?
So that's going to go.
I think you're the kind of kid, you're not a man yet, you're a kid who brushes their teeth with the tap on.
No, that's outrageous. If anyone that's a pet peeve. If anyone leaves the tap on, I'm fuming. But especially, it's not like the back one you can do with your mouth closed, but like when you're going around the front, you just want to see what you're doing. And so
you can't just go, yeah, that's like what, that is exactly what I'm imagining.
He does his classic brushes. He doesn't close his mouth.
So I mean that's gonna have to go. And
have you got your phone in your other hand while you're doing it in the shower?
No, because it's too hard. So I just, the phone's out of the shower at that time.
Do you brush your tongue?
Sure.
No, I don't brush my tongue.
You should brush your tongue.
No, because I feel like if it's in your mouth, if the toothpaste
is in your
mouth.
You definitely should. If you've got a girlfriend, brush your tongue. Are you kidding me? TJ, you don't brush your tongue?
I don't brush my tongue.
That's where like the bacteria is. That's like.
What are you worried about?
Well, you get bacteria. That's where like if you have bad breath, that's where it's coming from, the tongue.
Not necessarily.
For the most part.
Plenty of, there's other stuff. There's that gut health and like disgusting stuff in your throat. It's
really, I like get to a point of gagging.
Bro, that's not good.
Don't do that. That is
get that clean.
Don't get that.
Yeah, you got that.
I can't. George, no, this is next it's week. Pretty disgusting. George, do you brush your tongue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so are you automatic? Are you automatic?
Who are you speaking
to? Or just a manual? Well, you, Josh.
I'm manual. You know that.
Georgie?
Automatic, yeah. Electronic,
okay. Manual,
yeah. I mean, the other thing is as well. I don't have a top sheet. Baby doesn't like a top sheet.
No, that's fine. No, you don't need hang a top on. Sheet.
No, no way. What do you mean? A sheet
get
between your doona and your mattress, like and between it, your body? Yeah. That's a hotel room. That's hotel. Like you know what? Actually, appreciate it. Like appreciate the effort that goes there. But we don't, too much.
It's too much when you tuck it in around the base. And so, your feet are just in this bit where you can't, get them outside of it.
I
hate being tucked in. I hate hotel beds that I untuck them. I
rip
my feet
everything
and start
out.
Just kicking.
So, when Amy reads your book before you go to bed, you're like, do not tuck me in at the end of this.
Yeah. I'm flailing my arms, kicking my legs. Stop it, Tommy.
I mean, what sort of... what do you think is the best doona material? Like inside the stuffing?
Oh.
Don't know. I wouldn't have
great
a clue.
Question.
What is it? Well, so there's down.
Yeah.
So are all of them down?
Some other downs. Some of them are like... What,
I used to like the real loud ones. You know how like some of them are like louder? I don't know what it's made from.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
But now I think they've got like a different sound about them. But now I like the quiet ones.
Are you talking about doonas?
What are you talking about? I know what you're saying. There's some crunchy ones. I know some what of them you mean. They're crunchy.
Yeah, the crunchy ones.
But maybe they're the cheap ones because I feel like I remember them as a kid. You just getting doonas.
But do you remember upgrading doonas, Teach? I remember when I went like, you know, Mum said, you know, this is a feather. This is a fancy doona.
Yeah, I haven't had that. I mean, I used to just get everything given to, you know, like passed down or like this is my, you know, it's like as a kid, there was fucking doonas everywhere. We had so many things, like like blankets. I don't know where they came from, but I had a mattress and then I had a double and then I moved out and I, you know.
What's the top sheet for?
Cleanliness? I mean,
Is it to preserve your duvet? Is that what it's for?
That's what I was thinking.
Why do people hate that?
That's what I was thinking. And then in the summer, you can have your bed looking great and then you can pull your doona back and just sleep under the sheet, maybe. I don't know.
It's also
a summer thing. No, you would have one. I think Bree would have one.
I don't think we do.
I think I've seen
You've
your bed.
You've seen mine.
You get a top sheet. I've seen
How
your
would
bed,
I know I if I've got a top sheet?
Is there something underneath your duvet?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. No, what about the sheet? Do you guys have a sheet between your doona?
That's what we're talking about.
What's the fluffy one that's underneath? I don't have that,
sheet.
But I used to.
Fluffy one.
In this case, I know exactly. No, you don't need a top sheet, you animals.
No,
top sheet's for when you're a kid.
Yeah. Well, it is to keep your duvet clean. So if you can just you don't have to wash your duvet as often, you can just wash your sheets.
Yeah.
Okay.
I always kind of push back on the mattress cover as an adult because I'm like, I don't piss myself anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, you know, it's rarely going to have an issue. We fucked up big time. Had a baby, didn't have a mattress protector. The mattress is, you don't want to be the person that comes to pick up. Oh. Think about the breast milk and Bodhi just pissing and spewing. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
How often do you think how often do you need a new mattress?
10 years.
6 years.
six years. That's, yeah.
10.
A client of mine back in the day, Sleep Republic, and they gave me a king size, which is amazing. So I wouldn't mind a new one though.
King size,
I need a new pillow.
Oh yeah, chiropractic. Don't go back. Who's got chiropractic pillows? Or is that just a bad? I've got one.
No. Really?
Amy loves them. And then I took the inside out of this pillow that was like multi-layered, and then I'm like, I love this. It's kind of like the foam but softer. I don't know. I never thought I was the person that cared about that shit until like I was an adult and went and stayed at an Airbnb and fucked my neck. And I was like, I just need a low light. Like I'd almost go no pillow. Sometimes I wake up in the night and I'm not on the pillow.
Pillowless.
And I'm really like I'm in a really comfy position. I'm like, this is nice. But then I tried doing it as I was going to sleep and I'm like, absolutely not. It's a weird time when you wake up and you're comfy and you can sort of, you know, you can deal with a bit more because you're so sort of sedated. It's nice. Yeah.
I've been thinking about getting those silk covers for the pillows. You bought one for your mum, didn't you, Sevs?
Yeah. Yeah, they're lovely. Mum's obsessed with hers and I really want one as well now.
Really?
Yeah. And they're 100 bucks each.
I feel like it could improve my head health, like my scalp, because I'm really trying to dial in the scalp health.
It'd feel much nicer when you put your head down on it at night anyway.
Mm.
Like I think...
You just got to wash your pillow case a bit more.
How often are you washing sheets?
No, we wash a lot. But like I just one, feel like it's
a,
more
once
the
a week,
feeling.
Once a fortnight.
Good question. They're on the what we've got like multiples that we have rotating. So right now we've got sheets currently drying on the clothes.
I think the average would be not once a week. Once a week is what everyone feels like you want it to be. Mm. Like it's like the good version. Yeah, well, if you got two sets of sheets, you know, just like wash one on the weekend and put my brother does it once a week, always on the weekend. It's his little routine. But I reckon what's the average? Steph, can you look that up? What's the average of people washing their bed sheets?
Like Georgie boy will have some information on this too. I can tell by the way he's looking. There's some shame or something. Has it been 4 years your mustache?
Hannah's she's in charge of all sheet washing, and I reckon she does it. Yeah, at longest once a fortnight, but probably once a week, I reckon. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd say. Like I'm definitely not clear on. We don't have a day. What are you finding, Sevs?
Average is about 25 days or 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess it depends.
That sounds I mean, I've gone a month without washing it easily.
But you shower before you get into bed.
Before bed, yeah.
TJ, do you? You don't, do you?
Depends.
That's a no.
That's a no.
I mean, sometimes I do it. Like recently, it's been cold, so it felt not kind of nice.
Okay, yeah.
Getting into bed.
And then George, are you showering before you get into bed? Morning. Okay.
Morning shower. Nah. Right. Pretty much never.
Okay.
Yeah.
The winter thing definitely makes a difference. Like I think just wanting to get warm, put it on hot. Hey Google, play Pete Murray. I can give yourself,
the shower.
Hey, Bree, pass the oil.
Yeah.
Just lying back.
I have to bring out the electric blanket soon.
Oh, you've got one of them. God, are you living at an Airbnb?
We used to have them as kids. I haven't used one for a while. I just hear fire problems, though.
I'm too I get real paranoid.
When was the last time there was a fire from an electric blanket that you heard?
I'm just
hearing
Bree scream, "Hey Google," because I've just activated our home because she's listening in the other room.
She's watching.
she can't stop it. She's screaming. Anything else before we go? Any other bits of admin before we play a bit of 10 seconds?
Yeah, well, I mean, on a similar vein, we got a review from Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
She says, daily dedication, more than a podcast. Tommy, Josh, 97, and the whole team clearly pour their hearts into everything for their listeners, aka the Gronks. Exciting to see where things are heading for now and well into the future. In it for the long haul, Lauren.
Thanks, Lauren. 10 seconds of admin. Have you given us a review on Apple Podcasts? Would really appreciate it. Just go and click that subscribe button as well, I guess. All right. It's a daily talk show. Great job, Georgie boy, for the hump day.
Oh, you too. I loved your segment. I'm pumped to see more of it.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll renegotiate with Alex because obviously I always sort of overcommit early on, so he's sort of booked out.
And just quickly, Sharpies at 3, it's a bit rich.
Absolutely not. That was contentious.
Mm. Yeah. I think
Sharpies
it was because
some of the best.
Oh, so you think it's higher? I feel like, George, do you think
should
that...
be.
Man, I was going to go...
That's what I'm saying as well. I kind of zoned out after that. I was like, geez, what is going on?
Really?
That should be
top
number
two? Absolutely
now, you
not.
You can't use... A Sharpie isn't very versatile.
At least five. Five max.
Yeah. Sharpies, it's not great.
Yeah, I don't like fine liners that much either, to be honest.
Fine liners are problematic.
I
mean, you've got me onto JJ. What's the grey one? The grey sort of the grey pen that's ballpoint almost. Like it's like you can just sort of really sort of scribble with it. Nah, not that.
It's not this one? This is the
like
Uniball
that
Air.
Stuff. TJ, is it this sort of thing?
That's exactly it. I used to hate those. And
Uniball
who buys those?
I.
Is that you, Josh?
Uniball I.
Nah, I reckon you've gotten
enough. Because they've been in the office
off.
And I've been using them.
I reckon that's
great.
They're
fucking great. I just like it looks like garbage. Look at my writing, but for like something like Morning Pages, if you're just looking at that.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
You can't read it, but it just flows really nice without having to put too much
contact.
The Uniball Air, you can get them at, you can get one for $5 at Office Works, or you can get, You can get two five, I think, for 17 or four for 17 or whatever. Mm. Four for 17. Anyway, these are phenomenal. The end is it writes like a fountain pen without the bullshit, if you know what I mean.
Ooh.
Which you do.
Well, right. I mean just the features, smooth flowing, and a great option for anyone who wants better control over their lines.
Who wouldn't want that?
Yeah,
I do.
So right, guys, I'm gonna go show. Make some more videos.
Perfect.
Post some videos.
Good luck, TJ.
Love you all. Thanks, mate.
Bye, guys. Have a good one.
Very love you.
What were you gonna say? Now say it.
I just you'll be disappointed in the video, but I'm not.
Flowers, and that's bring the saturation up to a 10. I'm pumped.
Yeah.
All right. Catch you guys. Have a good one.